Listen, it's got all the ingredients for me to love this film. It's got thick Eastern European accents. It's got Seth Rogen, who I adore. It's got my favorite member of the Lonely Island trio, Jorma Taccone. It's got pickles, and it pokes all the fun at hipsters. I love this film. And you're right, it really comes across in your interview with Seth just how invested he is in the story as both a comedy and as a film with something quite interesting to say about the immigrant experience, about growing up in a place that isn't necessarily the place where your family comes from. And yeah, sure, it's a comedy first and foremost, and it has a lot of very easy and lovely jokes about kind of, being stuck out of time, about stereotypes about Eastern Europeans and Brooklynites and all of it. And it's funny, it's hilarious. It's like a better rich, it's like a better written version of Encino Man, or California Man, as it was called here, which, if anybody is not familiar with that film, do not seek it out. It's not worth it. But this, it really kind of explores, and he mentioned in his interview when he's talking about his grandmother and her Judaism and how much that becomes part of your identity. It's a film that also explores what it means to belong to a place, what it means to have a cultural identity, and the kind of the effect of the cultural dissonance that can occur when someone doesn't really fit in into their environment. And combining that also with the pluckiness of the immigrant experience and the immigrant narrative of Herschel, who is the pickled man who wakes up in contemporary Brooklyn. He improvises, he becomes an entrepreneur, and it's all very funny and made light of because we're living in a digital age where that sort of, has a whole nother set of politics and narratives attached to it. But it's essentially that story as well. And his priorities in life are entirely different from his descendants. So the whole film is this conversation between Herschel and Ben and their priorities in life. Whether it's for Ben, he's consumed by certain things that are sort of obfuscating or covering up the things that actually matter to him, but that maybe he's trained because of the time and the place that he's grown up in to put to one side and focus on something else, kind of on the superficial elements of success. Whether it's Herschel has his values completely aligned in a different way, and the film doesn't really judge one or the other. It just lets them talk it out and understand the different relationship that they have to the same elements. And those elements are very profound for a film titled An American Pickle. It's faith, it's religion, it's family, it's grief, and it's what do we make of ourselves? How do we define success for ourselves? Is it professional? Is it relationship based? Is it family based? And this film manages in just under 90 minutes to tackle all of those. It's got pathos and humor, and Seth Rogen just doing a lot of work,
A
being
lot of work.
very tender and also incredibly funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really more to say other than I like the fact that you said that it was touched on some profound things. I like that it didn't try and go too deep. It kind of knew what it was, and I like that it gave you a window into these things, which is also good for kids as well watching it. That doesn't try to go too deep. It's just giving you a little window. I like that it did that because it kept its sort of kept its humility somehow, and yeah, in the end, any little things about it that I didn't quite go with, like the sort of when Herschel becomes a bit like Donald Trump, I forgave anything, any misstep I forgave because his heart was just f so firmly in the right place.